Script 15 to Test 3. Listen to the interview and do the task in your book. Mr. Shepherd, tourists to the United Kingdom often want to know how the UK was formed. What can you tell them?
Well, this took centuries and a lot of armed struggle was involved. In the 15th century, a Welsh prince, Henry Tudor, became King Henry VII of England. Then his son, King Henry VIII, united England and Wales under one parliament in 1536.
What about Scotland?
In Scotland, a similar thing happened. The King of Scotland got the crown of England and Wales in 1603. He became King James I of England and Wales and King James VI of Scotland.
And were the parliaments of England, Wales and Scotland also united at the beginning of the 17th century?
No, that happened a century later, in 1707. The United Kingdom is a name that was introduced much later, in 1801, when Great Britain became united with Ireland.
Do you mean that the whole of Ireland was united with Great Britain?
Yes. Great Britain and Ireland were one country from 1801 until 1922.
And what happened then?
In 1922, the independent Republic of Ireland was formed on the bigger part of the territory. Northern Ireland became part of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
So, there are four parts in the UK, aren't there?
True. Three of them are situated in Great Britain. They're England, Scotland and Wales. Of the four parts that make up Great Britain, England is the largest. Over 46 million people out of the population of the UK live in England. The coasts of England are washed by the North Sea, the Irish Sea, the English Channel, and the Strait of Dover. No part of England is more than 120 kilometres from the sea.